From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California's nonpartisan legislative analyst has delivered his verdict on Governor Brown's new budget proposal. It's roughly in balance and rightly keeps spending down, but there are still some areas of concern, as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
Legislative analyst Mac Taylor has a lot of praise for the fiscal discipline in Brown's proposal, and he says the governor's school funding and Medi-Cal expansion policies deserve a fair look.
We think he should be commended for the plan that he's put before the legislature.
But he's stopping short of agreeing with Brown that the state's deficit days are over. And he says the governor's plan for the next several years has some weaknesses, too.
It doesn't pay off all of the wall of debt. It builds up very little of a reserve by the end of that period. And it does nothing regarding our various retirement-related obligations.
Taylor also points to several uncertainties that could completely change the state's budget situation, especially the fiscal cliff talks in Washington. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Some California lawmakers are outraged over a recent appeals court ruling of returning a rape conviction based on the victim's marital status. The case involved a man who impersonated his victim's boyfriend to have sex with her while she was sleeping. An archaic statute says that person is guilty of rape only if the victim was married and the perpetrator was pretending to be her spouse. Republican Assemblymember Cacho Ashagian has authored legislation to expand the definition of rape. He tried to pass a bill 2 years ago as a result of a similar rape case.
This was a direct result of a case happening in Santa Barbara County a few years ago and was brought to my attention by the district attorney. And she brought it to my attention to me. At that time, it was a no-brainer. Why do we have this loophole? It was enough to make you sick in the stomach.
That bill failed in a committee, which was holding all bills that could potentially exacerbate California prison overcrowding. Ashagian says he thinks it has a better chance of passing in this session. Find these and other KRC.